So I'd like to take this opportunity, as we have done before many times, and together just allow yourself to be present, to be peaceful, which you already are, and also tiredly peaceful, and enduring the two-hour bus ride early morning, and driving here. This is the furthest temple off the Nile. Not many groups come here. Only people who really want to be here and see Abydos venture here. Even not many cruises go all the way down. Sometimes they dock in Luxor and take a bus ride. It just logistically requires more time, more energy, and more finances as well to operate this tour. So we have, I feel just like as being at the Sphinx, a privilege to be here. So I think we'll simply find each and every one of us a moment to align yourself, to breathe. We kept the door open, so it will be a bit more wind here. Just take beautiful breath consciously, beautiful, coherent, compassionate, honoring and sacred for yourself, for the space, for the workers here, for the inspectors, for everything that's seen and unseen in this space. So we are welcoming in gratitude and in honor this morning, being here on this beautiful day, and staying open to information, messages, energies that will shortly come through. Take another breath. There's no rush here. We have extended time here. Probably for most of us, maybe even for me, this may be the only time I'll be able to visit this space due to the ongoing changes. So we really want to immerse ourselves, even if it's briefly, in many sites. You don't need a lot of time. It's just like Lee likes to say the stories again and again. As he moves into Cryon Channel, it's instant. So just allow yourself to be here instantly, tuning from your heart, from your higher mind, your higher consciousness. Beautiful. And let the message begin.